Good afternoon, everyone. It's really a pleasure to be here with you. The same disclosure that others have had. And this is the video from Spokane.
Long-term, sustainable, root cause changes in your community.
We certainly have a great deal of recognition to pay to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who has helped Spokane for many years prior to this initiative taking shape. We were part of the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, which helped our public health department work on quality improvement. It helped us strengthen a great amount of the data and assessment work that we could do for our community. Spokane is located in the eastern side of Washington State. These are pictures of our Spokane River that you also saw in the video. Our population is aging. The baby boomers are about to get to retirement age, so we're not a lot different than the rest of the country. We have focused a lot on the social determinants and had that dialogue to where it's not just the terminology used in public health, it's the terminology understood across the community. And we've defined it with housing, education, access, labor, transportation, and healthcare as being those sectors that we're trying to address. Through the process that Priority Spokane developed were three critical components. One that I think matters in everything we do, which is the establishment or the building of relationships. The data and the information is really, as Elisa said in the video, what kicked this off and really got the community to come together. Ultimately, it requires resources of people and of dollars. One of the early questions for us was, so why is public health involved in education? To those of us in this room, it's a no-brainer. We all know the social determinants. But to most of the population, it was, why are you doing this? We began by showing them data. We have an effort done by the Eastern Washington University Department of Social Services that has a community indicators initiative that has reams and reams of data that goes along with what we have from the health department called Spokane Counts. That became the origination of a process that we went through to identify information, begin to prioritize through a process, strategize how we would select the priority that we would work on, figure out how do we implement it, evaluate it, and then look at the next stages. And I will end with kind of what that next stage is in a few moments. These are photos that are just looking at one of our community breakfast events where we were looking at data, having dialogue about what in this data is good, what needs to be improved upon, where do we need to focus our efforts. When we did this for this first time, the piece that stood out from five different groups that were working on this, we were looking at public safety, we were looking at education, we were looking at health, we were looking at economic environment and so on. So we were trying to take this very broad perspective, engaging a couple hundred people, folks who were in leadership and people from the affected communities. And we shared the data as broadly as we could. What came out of those five different groups was that educational attainment ranked as one of the top three criteria out of normally 10 or 12 that were identified of things that they should look at. So from that, Priority Spokane said, we need to find a way to impact this through graduation. And the specific information on each one of these isn't as critical as for you to look at the title of each one of these, because it really helped the community begin to understand why education was a public health issue. So when adults' level of education increases, the likelihood of living in poverty significantly decreases. As the parents' level of education increases, the likelihood of their children living in poverty significantly decreases. This is Spokane and Washington State data. Adults with less education are less likely to have health insurance in our community. Adults with less education are more likely to smoke. Adults with less education are more likely to have several ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, as are their children. Adults with less education are more likely to have their activity limited by chronic disease. Adults with less education are more likely to have had cardiovascular disease. The less education a mother has, the more likely their babies will die before their first birthday. You sort of get a trend of what the community was looking at. One thing that really stood out, babies born to mothers who do not finish high school are 2.5 times more likely to die before their first birthday than moms who have higher level degrees. That's true both in our state and in our town. That was not acceptable to anybody in the audience. We also recognize that 1 in 3 students drop out in Spokane. That was that early number. So initially, these are the partners that came together. It was from city and county government. It was from the public health department, from the universities, from the United Way. These were those three areas of focus that I talked about: resources, relationships, and data sharing. From resources, we worked to get grants for research and collaboration and to develop the early warning system. The relationship was this community school partnership that was established, and the work wasn't done by public health, it was done by our educational system with partners. The data sharing really became what moved all of this forward. Those community breakfasts initially is what motivated the community to work on it. We then held community meetings that were much broader and well attended to share the idea and the focus of where we wanted to go. Annual reports were done, and MOUs were put in place between the school district and many local agencies who worked with kids so that we could share the early warning system data. We were fortunate to have the input of Gonzaga University, who did research on best practice models. That's what we sought to put into place, and that's where the early warning system came from. Eastern Washington University also did research, as did Mary Beth Celio from Seattle, where we understood that a kid who was struggling in elementary or middle school, we could predict 46% of those who would not graduate when they were in middle school. So that became a matter of how do we address what's going on at those younger years in terms of attendance, behavior, and course completion. So the school community partnership engaged a variety of partners, from community to United Ways to various teams that were put together to support these kids. This was the data that showed if you are in 7th or 8th grade and have these unexcused absences, your chances of graduating are somewhere between 25 and 30%. We recognize that has an enormous economic impact on our community. This is a shot with the names blanked out of the early warning system. Every teacher in the district can look at that at any time and see where students in their class are. You'll notice there's some little exclamation points. Those are points they're saying, need to see this kid now. So from that, the data sharing with the community partners was done where they could see the impacts that these kids were feeling in terms of the attendance, the behavior, and the completion of their courses. The partners grew significantly. The CAST teams that you saw in the video are members of the school, the family, other parents who worked with the kids who were struggling, who were cutting class, not to penalize or punish, but to understand the challenge and resolve it so that they would remain in school. We also put public health nurses into revolving situations in schools so that they would work with family where ACEs were present. The Community Foundation that originally funded Priority Spokane has done a great deal of funding to improve the facilities for these struggling middle schools. Ultimately, attendance issues had to be addressed from a policy and a systems perspective, and so we have looked at how do we start this in one district and move that into an entire county. What you can see over the time of this project is that our graduation rates have gone from 60 to almost 80%. And as you look at the dropout rate, it has gone from almost 30 down to 12.5. We have a long way to go, but it's moving in the right direction. So thank you.